You've probably heard it 100 times. You have to spend money to make money. But what no one talks about is how to make smart business investments that actually move the needle. I've watched clients second-guess themselves, pour money into things that didn't help, or freeze up completely trying to make the right call. So in this episode, I'm sharing the framework I use to invest wisely based on where your business is now and where you want to go. Let's dive in. Are you that driven entrepreneur who believes that working harder holds the key to your dreams? Are you drowning in the day-to-day tasks, wishing you had more time to strategize and cast the vision for your business growth? Hi, I'm Donna Dubay, your guide on this entrepreneurial journey. I've walked in your worn-out shoes, burning the midnight oil, convinced that sheer hard work was the secret to success. Just one more email, one more task, until I found myself on a one-way track to burnout. But here's the twist in the tale. I discovered that success isn't just about working harder, it's about working smarter. It's about being intentional with our time. It's about steering our ship with focus, because no team, system, or automation can outperform a lack of direction. In this podcast, I'm sharing with you all the strategies for business growth that it took me years to learn. If you're ready to step out of the daily overwhelm so you can amplify your profits, then I'm ready to teach you. I believe the only limit to your business growth is the one you set for yourself. Go grab a notebook, warm up that cup of tea, and let's do this. Hello, hello. Welcome to the CEO Amplify podcast. So glad you're here. You know that moment where you're staring at a sales page for like a third time that week? You're reading every word, you're watching the testimonial videos, you're comparing payment plans again, and you still can't decide if it's the right investment. Maybe it's a coaching program, maybe it's a tool that promises to automate your life, maybe it's a limited time only offer that's about to disappear, and you can feel the FOMO building in your chest. I've been there. And lately, I've watched more than a few clients sit in that exact same place, hovering over the checkout button asking, is this the thing that's going to help me grow? Or is this going to be another course I don't finish? And it's hard, especially because everyone's telling you that smart entrepreneurs invest in themselves. And the line between investment and impulsive spending starts to get real blurry. So I want to have this real conversation with you. Where should you actually be spending money in your business? And how do you know what's worth it? Because it's not as simple as buy the course or hire the coach. There are seasons to this. And what's smart at one stage of business can be totally wrong for another. Here's how I like to think about it and how I walk my clients through making aligned strategic investment decisions. First, let's talk about the early stage. When you're bringing in somewhere between $0 and $5,000 a month in revenue. This is a little bit of the Wild West season, right? You're trying all the things. You might have an offer or you're experimenting with an offer. There's probably a lot of Googling going on. Maybe you've bought a few courses already that are now collecting dust in your digital folder labeled someday. But here's the thing about this stage. You don't need more information. You do need clarity. At this stage, you don't know what you don't know. And trying to piece it all together from freebies and templates is exhausting. The best money I ever spent in this season wasn't on a big course or a year-long program. It was on a one-off strategy call with someone who could look at my business and say, here's what matters right now. Focus here and forget the rest. So if you're in this stage, investing in conversations, one-on-one intensives, personalized feedback, someone who can shortcut your learning curve, and keep you out of the weeds. So what I wouldn't recommend for this stage of business is those big do-it-yourself courses that require you to figure out the strategy and execute it all yourself. Not because these are bad, but because at this point in your journey, you're still figuring out the basics and you need to move quickly. You need someone to poke holes in your offer, show you where your messaging is fuzzy, and help you get momentum. All right, now once you're consistently bringing in between 5K and 10K a month, things start to shift. And this is what's commonly referred to as the growth stage, and it comes with some new kinds of problems, right? You're now feeling stretched thin. You've proven that your offer works, maybe you've booked out, but your systems are a mess and your calendar is a war zone. This is where you stop asking, what do I need to learn? And start asking, what do I need to let go of? At this stage, I usually see two priorities, visibility and structure. You've likely outgrown the scrappy do-it-yourself version of your business. Now it's about building something that can actually sustain more growth. So what's worth investing in this stage? Think about specialized mentorship, someone who can help you refine your marketing or clean up your back end. A VA who can take repetitive tasks off your plate. A bookkeeper who saves you hours and headaches every single month. A mastermind or a network where you can surround yourself with people solving the same problems you are. These are the investments that give you leverage. And what's not worth it at this stage? Trying to do everything yourself in order to save money. That bootstrappy hustle mindset is going to keep you stuck. You don't need to hire a full team, but you do need support. Even a few hours a week can change everything. And if you're sitting in that in-between space, afraid to let go of control, let me say this gently. If you don't start creating capacity, your business is going to bottleneck at you. That's not sustainable. And I'm pretty sure it's not what you signed up for. Then there's this next stage, the third stage, once you're earning 10K a month or more consistently, and you're thinking, okay, this works. Now, how do I make it sustainable? This is the scaling stage, and of course, it comes with its own set of challenges. You're probably juggling delivery, growth, and maybe even managing a small team. You've figured out the basics, but now the question becomes, how do I grow without burning out or breaking what I've already built? And here's where I think the smartest investments often look boring on the outside, but really they change a lot. So private coaching that gives you direct access to strategy, systems that create breathing room, project management support that removes you from being the only one who knows what's going on. Hiring a higher level team member, like a director of ops, who can take ownership, not just tasks. And sometimes it's investing in things that don't directly grow revenue, but protect your energy and your bandwidth. I know for one of my clients, one of the best investments they made at this stage was actually an unsexy back-end system that no one ever sees, but that saved hours every single week. And here's the nuance. This is the point where masterminds can be incredibly valuable if you're the type of person who thrives in group dynamics and you know how to filter. Because at this level, the best return on investment doesn't always come from learning more. It comes from applying what you already know faster and with less friction. So how do you know what's right for you, especially when there's pressure to buy and join and up-level right now? This is where I come back to my 10% rule. It's pretty simple. Try not to invest more than 10% of your monthly revenue in any one decision. And if you're making a bigger investment, it should be one that you've planned for, not one that you feel pressured into. So I'll give you an example. A few years ago, I was hovering around that 7K month mark. Things were steady, but I was still watching every expense pretty carefully. I came across this group coaching program that was, I think it was $5,000 for 6 months. And I'll be honest, my gut reaction was, ooh, that's a lot of money. I sat on that decision for weeks. I read the sales page, I closed the tab, I go back the next day, I read the frequently asked questions, I try to do the math again. If I land one more client and this retainer renews, maybe it's doable. But it wasn't a flat out no. I wasn't panicked. I was just cautious. I asked myself the questions I always ask before making an investment. Do I actually have the time to show up for this? Is it solving a real problem I'm facing now or something I hope to need someday? And am I looking for this program to save me or support me? And the answers just felt grounded. It wasn't a flashy yes. It was a calm, quiet yes. And so I signed up. And it ended up being one of the best investments I've made. Not because the content just blew my mind or anything, but because I had consistent access to strategic thinking. I wasn't over-consuming anymore. I was finally implementing with some support. And it helped me clean up my offers, helped me tighten my messaging, and made decisions faster instead of second-guessing every move, which is something I easily do. Now, I'll be clear. The results, they didn't happen overnight. But the clarity and the confidence I got, that rippled out for months after the program ended. And I think that's a good gut check for any investment. Will this be valuable 6 months from now, even if I don't double my income by next Tuesday? Because I've also made investments that didn't work out, right? And in every case, I can look back now and I can see that I was chasing a quick fix or I was ignoring that tiny voice that was telling me, I don't think this is for you. Which is exactly why I love the 10% rule. It doesn't just keep your budget in check, it gives you space to check in with yourself. Look, growing a business requires investment. We know that. But it doesn't require pressure or panic or 10K you don't have. You're not behind and you're not missing some magic strategy. You just need to be honest about what your business really needs and what you're ready for. Because the smartest business investments, they don't feel like quick fixes. They feel like alignment. You'll feel a sense of calm, even if it stretches you a bit. And when something feels rushed, confusing, or like it's solving someone else's problem, it's okay to step back. You don't have to say yes right now. You don't have to buy your way into the next level. You just have to make decisions that support you, where you are, and where you're going. So if you're in the middle of an investment decision, or if you've been second-guessing something you bought and haven't touched yet, I hope this gives you some clarity. You're not behind, and you're certainly not doing it wrong. You're just learning how to spend your resources like a CEO, not a panicked buyer. Smart business investments aren't about hype. They're about building a business that actually supports your life. And that starts with choosing what truly moves your business forward, not someone else's. All right, talk to you next week. Thank you for joining me on this episode of CEO Amplify. I appreciate you being part of our thriving community of ambitious business owners. If you enjoy today's episode, I kindly ask you to share this podcast with a friend and take a hot minute to rate and leave a review. It would mean the world to me. Your feedback helps me reach more people and continue providing valuable content. Thanks so much for your support. Keep shining, and we'll catch you on the next episode.